Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marty Griffin. Fantastic. Nonprofit. Fantastic. Charity. Every time this comes up every year, I bring my fellas in here and we raise a lot of money for the Dollar Energy Fund and the Warmathon. And I find it very important that we take care of folks who can't pay their bills. And someone who really buys into that is Chad Quinn, who's a good friend and who is with the Dollar Energy Fund. He's joining me today. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. How are you?
Excellent. Boy, this weather kind of brings home the issue, does it not, my friend?
It does, Marty. It got cold last night.
Is this when start seeing folks with that need help?
Marty, you know, when the weather gets cold, that's when it becomes front of mind, doesn't it? I mean, when we're all wondering how people can live in their homes without heat, without utility service, when it gets down to 8 degrees, that's when it becomes front of mind for us. But you know, Marty, when the spring hits and people have these big bills from, I know I turned my heat up a little bit last night, when they have their bills come in and they look at them and they say, how in the world am I going to be able to pay this? That's when we get really busy.
My friend, Chad Coombe of the Dollar Energy Fund. Hey, buddy, people are always asking me, hey, that Warmathon thing, it's so mild these days. Do folks need it as much? And they do they not?
Marty, the PUC in Pennsylvania just put out a report that said that there are 18,000 households in the state that don't have essential home heating service right now. 18,000.
Kind of underlines the problem.
It does, Marty. You know, I just got an email from somebody over the weekend that said my husband was a roofer. He was up on a ladder. You know, the weather was good. He was able to go outside and work. He was up on a ladder, and the ladder failed, and he fell, and he hurt himself, and he can't use his arm. And they said he's going to be off work for 4 months. She said, what am I going to be able to do to pay my utility bill with my husband not being able to work? These are real people. That's
right on.
The type of stuff that happens, and those are the type of people we help.
Hey, my man, something I also really, really, really love. It's happening now. Tell our folks about this cool down for warmth, man.
So, Marty, this is our sixth year for being able to do the cool down for warmth. It's the event we built a house out of ice in Market Square, and we ask people to come down and check it out. It's a great sight to see. We have a soup event, Bulls for Warmth, this Thursday and Friday. They're building it right now, Marty, and you know, it's a great event. We crowdsource, so we ask people to sign up and send out an email. It takes a couple minutes of their time, and ask their family and friends to support them and support their neighbors who might struggle with their utility service. So it's a very light ask. If anyone's willing to help out, we need some people to sign up and help us with that event. You have the opportunity to raise money over the next month for that.
It's fabulous. How do they sign up, brother?
Marty, they can visit our website, dollarenergy.org, dollarenergy.org. There's a link there to the Cool Down for Warmth. Marty, if 10 listeners today sign up and they get 25 people to raise, you know, to donate $10 to them,
right?
Do you realize that's $25? Our utility partners will match that. It'll become $100, or, you know, it'll be doubled.
Right.
So it'll become $500. And if we can get 10 people to do that, that'll raise $5,000. And that'll help about 15 families right here in Pittsburgh get their service back on this winter. Of that 18,000 in Pennsylvania, there's about 2,000 households right in Allegheny County that need help getting their utilities restored and staying warm in their homes right now.
I've been in them. I've seen them. I've seen them face to face. I've seen the tears. Not only can't they pay their bills and they don't have a furnace. I mean, honestly, it's a disaster and folks could die. I'm actually headed down to Market Square right after the show, where I'll be live on Sparked. And we have so many partnerships coming up with KDKA. What are they doing right now, my man?
Marty, they've got probably about half of the house being built right now.
Nice.
I hate to say it's a cool event because it's the cool down for warmth and it's cold outside. But if people just come out of their office buildings downtown, yep, come down and check it out, it's a sight to see. We've got a ton of great giveaways. Like I mentioned, the soup event is Thursday and Friday at lunchtime. All kind of really unique things going on. And it's just really neat to see a house that size being built out of blocks of ice.
It's actually beautiful. It's actually gorgeous, Chad. It's actually amazing to see, is it not?
Marty, these blocks of ice they're 300 pounds apiece.
Amazing.
There's about 300 of them, and the house is 20 by 50. It's a 1,000 square foot house. People can go inside and check it out. And Marty, something new we did this year, we partnered with a realtor.
Yeah.
And the house is actually listed for lease on the West Penn multi-list real estate.
No.
So it's a neat little concept of just another way to promote it. We always do something new. We always do something crazy to try to get people down there, and that's just another way to check that out.
Where is it? Where is it listed?
It's listed on it's a RE/MAX attorney a realtor that has it, and it's listed on like the Western Pennsylvania real estate site.
I just love that, man. All right, my man. You know, I love this idea. Can you go through, please, one more time, how folks can get involved with this cool down event?
Marty, we're asking, you know, if 10 of your listeners would just sign up to crowdsource from some of their friends and family, they could make a true impact in the community and keep people warm. Visit dollarenergy.org, and it's got all kind of details on there how people can sign up and do this. It's a simple crowdsourcing site that you can connect people to and ask them to donate. Like I said, it's just as simple as donating $10. We all talk about how we want to help people.
Yeah.
This is a way to get involved. And this is a way to truly help someone. Instead of saying, I care, it lets people show that they care.
You know, I'm kind of a wimp about the cold. I have my long johns on today. I'm going down there in the ice house. What's the big deal? So what? The Carpenters Union, my buddy's picking on me, saying he doesn't want me to be cold. I still like it. And I think you got to check it out. And you got to do what you can to stay warm, my brother. Right, Chad?
You do, Marty. You know, sometimes we challenge people to just turn your heat off in your car on the way to work.
Yep.
And feel how uncomfortable you get in a 10 or 20 minute commute. Imagine living like that for 10 or 20 days or you know, the entire wintertime. We get so uncomfortable in the cold in just 10 minutes, let alone 10 weeks.
There's no one like Chad Quinn. I have reached out to him so much over the years. We've been friends a long time. Anytime I've asked him to help, somebody steps up. He's an amazing man. It's a fantastic organization. Again, I'll be there live, and I will be broadcasting. We'll be calling KDK, and we'll also be doing a live on Sparked. Hey, make sure we hook up this week live again, my friend, to talk about the soup, all right?
Absolutely, Marty. Stay warm, my friend.
All right, my man. It's a great event. Check out dollarenergy.org. Help out if you can.